Welcome back to this week's edition of the Midweek Reality Check with Michael Pinto, where I try to keep Wall Street and your money real.
U.S. home builders' confidence fell to a five-month low this week. The National Association of Home Builders Housing Market Index dropped a sharp 5 points from January to a reading of 42. Anything below 50 is considered to be a negative sentiment. Last February, the index stood at 48. Current sales conditions fell 4 points to 46, buyer traffic fell 3 points to 29, and sales expectations in the next 6 months plunged 13 points to 46. Sales expectations for new home sales fell to the lowest level since December 2023. The following is the most salient data. You can boil everything down. This is what you really need to know about the residential real estate market right now. The days on market that it takes to sell a home is the longest in 5 years. The inventory of existing homes for sale is at a five-year high. The month's supply of homes is the highest level in 5 years. And despite the pileup of inventory and lack of buyers' demand, new listing asking prices are up 5% in January of this year over the same period last year. Something must give soon. And I think it's going to be the record home prices, even as a percentage of incomes, all-time record high. I think it's going to be cascading home prices that will unfreeze this frozen housing market. That's going to start this year. The truth is the weakening housing market and the tail end of the equity bull market will put a dagger in the heart of the top quintile consumer who has been keeping the economy afloat. It is the asset bubbles in real estate and stocks that have kept overall GDP from contracting. But that should change shortly. The catalyst should be the bursting of the bond bubble and chaos in the money markets. Liquidity is slowly, and I mean slowly, running dry to finance the enormous amount of treasury and corporate debt that must be issued and rolled over this year. This should lead to spiking long-term rates, and it's already happening, and could and should lead to the seizing of the money markets, that is, the repo market and commercial paper. I do not know exactly how much time is left before this chaos begins, but I am firmly confident it is inevitable to occur. The inflation deflation economic cycle model measures the draining of this $5 trillion worth of liquidity that was injected by the Fed and Treasury into the market and the economy since 2020. This inexorable process continues unabated with the emptying of the reverse repo facility. It's now dry, done. Took longer than I thought, but it's now done. The only questions that remain are, what is the level of reserves that will trigger the crisis, and when will a supply-demand imbalance in the debt market cause long-term rates to rise out of control? Reserves spiked to $4 trillion in 2021 in the wake of the Fed's COVID response, and they have now retreated to $3.2 trillion due to the Fed's quantitative tightening program. We know already that when reserves shrank below $2 trillion in 2019, the repo market froze. I believe Powell will end quantitative tightening once reserves fall to about the $2.5 trillion level. I am not sure if Powell will decide to end QT before the problem arises, but I am sure that he isn't sure either. However, even if he stumbles on the idea to end quantitative tightening in time, the enormous pile of existing debt already outstanding is intersecting with the rising debt service costs due to the government's inability to quell inflation. This could lead to that spike in long-term interest rates. That's what I'm monitoring and watching. By the way, the record level of outstanding household debt, along with those rising servicing costs, may have finally put a damper on the consumer habit to overconsume. Retail sales for January came in at minus 0.9% month over month versus the minus 0.1% that was estimated. Ex-autos month over month were minus 0.4% versus a positive 0.3% estimate. And the control group fell -0.8% versus the 0.3% positive estimate. The control group is the figure used as the input to calculate consumption when figuring GDP. It should be underscored that this data is reported in nominal terms, so it's including inflation. So sales shrank, and that includes inflation. So a falling nominal number denotes that real retail sales declined at an even worse, faster pace at the start of this year. Last week, I commented on the record high price of gold. I also laid out a few reasons why gold should be going down right now instead of setting record highs. The stronger dollar, rising nominal and real interest rates, the rising hope of peace in the Middle East and Ukraine, and the Department of Government Efficiency's efforts to curtail debt and deficits could all be reasons for there to be a gold bear market in place. All legitimate reasons. Instead, we have $3,000 per ounce gold. Something else is going on. Since Donald Trump's election in November, 393 metric tons of gold have been moved into the COMEX vaults in New York, pushing the inventory there up a whopping 75%, according to the Financial Times. Why is this happening? It could simply be because U.S. investors are rushing to buy gold ahead of any potential tariffs on imports. I kind of doubt that explanation, but that's one plausible idea. However, rumors abound that it could also be due to a more nefarious reason. Perhaps, and I underscore perhaps, the U.S. Treasury doesn't have those 261 million ounces of gold that has been purported to be in their coffers, as well advertised. The fear of a potential audit of their holdings from the Trump administration may have spurred and is spurring panic buying on the part of our own government. There's a massive buyer out there, and it could be us. We have recently increased our gold and inflation hedges to about 10% of the portfolio. This is always in addition to the recommendation to forever hold 5% of your assets in physical gold. So everything I do in the portfolio, which is what I call liquid paper gold, it's not really gold. It's not the same as holding gold in your own possession. And it's 100% liquid, which is a good thing, but it's a way of profiting from the increasing price of gold while still being liquid. But you should always have 5% in your own possession. We continue to believe the bear market is yet to arrive and stocks, and therefore there is still some upside left in this bull market, albeit on the margin. That's why we remain long. We own a tremendous amount of our portfolio in the short part of the Treasury yield curve. That's the safest way to generate income with the least amount of risk, especially since the risk premium of owning stocks over bonds is negative. In other words, you get a higher return from T-bills than the earnings yield on stocks, which is the inverse of the P-E ratio, excuse me. This is a very, very rare occurrence indeed. We have a net long position of 20% in the non-crowded sectors of the market in equities. We have a 5% hedge against the volatility that's expected to increase significantly in the very near future. Indeed, I believe the next significant move in equities, which significant meaning as defined by 20% or more, should be to the downside, not to the upside. A decline of 50% is needed just to bring valuations back to a normal relationship as opposed to the underlying economy in relationship to GDP. Our plan continues to be to profit from the bull market, but also to be fully prepared to protect and profit from that significant crash. And the profit isn't to hope that we ruin this country. The profiting that we are going to hopefully partake in is going to be part of the healthy reconciliation of asset prices which is absolutely necessary for the long-term viability of this nation. So we're hoping and praying it comes sooner rather than later. But we're going to model it and not get ahead of it. In the interim, safely making money while we wait is the most prudent strategy.
Thank you so much for listening to this edition of The Reality Check, 5 minutes of sanity in an insane world. Please remember, if you're not already an investor with PPS, you can email me directly using mpento@pentoport.com or call the office using 732-772-9500 to get information about our portfolio services. You should also go to Amazon and order my book, The Coming Bond Market Collapse. Subscribers should contact an investment advisor before acting on any information contained in this podcast. No information on this podcast constitutes an offer to sell or buy any financial instruments or to provide any investment services. Subscribers understand there's an inherent risk in investing. PPS is a registered investment advisor.